Good morning, everybody. In the next 15 minutes, I would like to take you on a journey into the UIMA project and show how to perform cutting-edge analysis in a few simple clicks. You might be wondering, why UIMA? What does it stand for? UIMA stands for Yoshida, Uchida, Yakus, Masuda, and others. I'm one of the others. My colleagues are experts working in mathematical statistics and finance who actively publish results in the field. For example, Professor Yoshida has been cited in more than 2,000 scientific papers, and Professor Yakus in more than 10,000. But what is the aim of the UIMA project? We aim at bridging the gap between theory and practice. How? By implementing in R a complete environment for estimation and simulation of stochastic differential equations. So let's have a look at how the UIMA package works. First of all, what is a UIMA object? A UIMA object is something containing information about a model, the statistical model you want to study. And you can choose among a wide class of statistical models, such as diffusion processes, Levy processes, Kogarch, and many, many others. The UIMA object contains also the data you want to analyze and the sampling scheme to use for simulation. It can be a regular or an irregular grid, both random or deterministic. So, as you might grasp, the UIMA package is very flexible. But what can you do with a UIMA object in your hands? First of all, given the model and the sampling scheme, you can simulate your model. Given the data, you can perform non-parametric analysis, such as correlation or lead lag analysis. Given the data and the model, you can fit the model to your data. So, model estimation and, more generally, parametric inference, including change point analysis, for example. Model selection tools are available as well, so you can choose which is the best model fitting your data from a statistical point of view. Once you have all this information, you can use it to approach practical problems like option pricing, just for example. Now, let me give you an example of how this works in R. This is just a simple example, and this model, as you know, can be approached with many, many other software packages. But as you can see, the UIMA package allows you to define your own model just typing in its equation. In this case, the drift term and the diffusion term. But definition of non-diffusive, more advanced models is straightforward as well. Here, you are filling the UIMA object with the model and also the data we want to analyze. Now, to fit the model, whatever it is on the data, we just need to call the QMLE function, the quasi-maximum likelihood estimation. Its output will be a table with the estimated coefficients and their standard errors. Now, we might be interested in simulating the estimated model, and this is done by the simulate function. Its inputs are the model to simulate, the value of the parameters to use for simulation, the time horizon, so the sampling grid, and the initial value of your process. In this case, we are simulating the model defined in the first step using the estimates obtained in the second step. So all this is very intuitive, very quick, and you can easily estimate and simulate a wide class of very sophisticated models. But we feel that this is not enough. We want to turn UEMA's breakthrough into a few simple clicks. And this to allow anyone, even non-experts, even non-R users, to exploit all the functionalities of UEMA. So let me show you what I mean. Thank you. All this is clustering, loading data, clustering, simulation, estimation, very easy and very quick. This is not just an interface, and I'm not a programmer. The aim of UEMA GUI is getting straight to the point, and sorry for that. So this is not just an interface, and it aims at improving the user experience and getting straight to the point. It has not been easy to achieve these results, and indeed it would have been much easier to simply connect the graphical inputs to the UEMA functions and display their output. But such an interface wouldn't have been so user-friendly, because the UEMA functions might require a high number of parameters, of inputs, because the UEMA package is very flexible. So the challenge was to find a way to turn all the UEMA inputs into a few simple clicks. This is a first version of the package, and it still lacks many features. But we feel we are going in the right direction thanks to the positive feedback we are having from our first users. This is a PhD student from Imperial College London modeling electricity prices, mostly renewable energy. We are very proud of the progress of our project, and we feel that we are making the in-depth scientific knowledge of researchers available to our users thanks to the UEMA package, and spreading its benefits even more through the UEMA GUI package. Data itself is useless. We have to turn data into information to make it useful, and turn information into insights to take actions. The UEMA package helps turning data into information, and then it is the expert user who turns information into insights. On the other hand, UEMA GUI seeks to turn data into insight directly. Of course, this is much less flexible than the combination UEMA plus expert user, but it has its advantages. For example, we can exploit the graphical dimension to make results very intuitive. For example, once you simulate a model, you will be provided with the simulated trajectories, the distribution of your process at a given point in time, its quantiles, and even the mean between quantiles. This can be very helpful in computing risk measures, for example. You can also save the trajectories and the distribution and into text files and export it to use for further analysis with any other software. Before concluding, I would like to present UEMA from another point of view. Yes, because UEMA is not just an acronym. It is actually the name of UEMA Koji, an important figure in Buddhism, whose approach to problems fits this project well. His main teaching was about seeing through the trappings of theoretical issues to reach the spiritual heart of the wonder of reality. And in the same way, we hope to bridge the gap between theory, the academic world, and practice, the working world. Okay, this is the end of our short journey, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you would like to know more about UEMA, please visit our website, uemaproject.com. We also have a book coming out in the next few days. It was written by Professor Yakus and Professor Yoshida. The R packages UEMA and UEMA GUI are available on CRUN, so please check them out. We believe that our new interface will help users work better with their data. And if you work with the data will work for you. Thank you.